Okay, Lawrence, 751. A former chief technology officer for the district once bragged that the city's emergency communication system was so advanced it would never go down. But it did yesterday as the city experienced what's being called a catastrophic communications failure that not only increased wait times for 911 calls, it also silenced police radios for a while. Joining us live now, D.C. Councilmember Tommy Wells, who chairs the Public Safety Committee on the council. Councilman, it makes us feel so vulnerable that this could happen on just an ordinary day without anybody even targeting the system.
Absolutely. And as you stated earlier, this is a state-of-the-art system. D.C. has one of the most updated emergency communication systems in the country. And I'm not sure why they use the word catastrophic, because their backup system ended up, you know, they have an off-site other place where people take the 911 calls, and it was, you know, things were slowed down, but calls were still answered. And I do want anybody who did not have a 911 call answered, call my office at Tommy Wells at the city council, because they assured me every 911 call got answered, but it was slowed down. So I guess the equipment at the state-of-the-art center failed, but and I guess that's what they term catastrophic, but the service did not stop. Except for there was a gap, as you know, for I think about 5 minutes for the police radios where they were not operable. But, they have a backup system that worked.
Okay, so the main went down, but the backup did perform its job.
That's right. They have another building. They shifted staff over there. They were concerned that their power intake was not working right, so they shifted over to the generators. The generators are supposed to give power for at least 3 days, and they shut down after 13 hours. But meanwhile, when they shifted over the generators, they sent people to the backup site, and they were ready when the generator failed. But that's, you know, a grave concern. Generators were supposed to give us 3 days. Why did they only give us 13 hours?
Is that on the top of your to-do list now, the generator situation?
Absolutely. It was the generators that caused the last problem that was there. That, as we all know, sometimes our power goes in and on and off during a storm. The generators kicked in last time when the power went off, but when it was restored and then went off again, the generators were not set to go back on. So it's the generators last time that gave us trouble. And so this is, again, there's no excuse. We've got supposedly one of the best emergency call centers in the country.
You talked about a five-minute gap. Were there any problems with people getting an ambulance for a ride to the hospital or anything you've heard of like that?
Well, fortunately, there was no gap for fire and emergency medical services.
Okay.
That system seamlessly went over to its backup system. So the gap was with the with MPD, and that was about a five-minute gap. But again, we're going to find out, was it a five-minute gap? Was it any longer than that? What happened? And it's unacceptable. We've invested in the best, and we should get the best service.
I appreciate you coming on this morning, D.C. Councilmember Tommy Wells, who chairs the Public Safety Committee on the council. Of course, we'll stay on top of this and follow repairs and changes and augmentations as they happen to the system.